2 in the morning, and just sitting there in the front room with Carl and Brendan and Adrian. We're just sitting listening to music, drinking tea, talking about the Palace Brothers, Bonnie Prince Billy, that kind of thing. All of a sudden the room fills with a harsh brightness, and in barges my sister, mop-handed from Cream. She points at the speakers on the stereo and starts chanting, "Ship and no fans, ship and no fans." Well, I'm just about to defend our corner when her mate Natalie at the back pipes up with, "Yeah, the windy minimalism of that last track recalls some of Labrador's isolationist period." Thoroughly defeated, I retired upstairs to bed. Left them to it. However, step forward 3 years into my secret hayloft, shot with shafts of afternoon sunlight. Brendan's changed his name to Federal Metronome. Did you see me being escorted round the ground, Motorola in the pocket of my wampum? Watching Countdown, and in the adverts they close their eyes and they go to Umbria with Carol. Oh, Carol. Subscribe to the Erotic Review because it's broadsheet acceptable, and they can read it in bed with their partners and perhaps try out suggested oils. Ah, but they still feel the need to board an easy jet to Amsterdam every now and again. Cause you can't get teenage Eskimo in one touch. See the keepers hanging rancid in the blade of an ardor. Go on, ask me what we do next. Yeah, just attribute it to King Alfred and go like this.